Today's daf in Masechet Nedarim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Zayin, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah, and we've been talking about the juxtaposition of the dinim of Nedarim with the dinim of Shavuos, and we've seen many issues in which there are differences between them, and in which nonetheless, in some sense, you can get close to the same halacha, either by playing little tricks or by using an Isser Derabbanan, but or perhaps using Yadais, according to some Rishonim, in which the Lashon of a Shvuah can be a neder or vice versa. In any event, we continue here also with a new issue that we've never spoken about before, which is the question of whether a Shvuah can be chal on a Shvuah. If a Shvuah already exists, would it be possible to create like a double Shvuah, she would be chayiv twice for the same Shvuah? And would that be possible in any case of Nidorim? So, the Mishnah on the surface, now the truth is it's a machlokas Rishon, and we'll take first the Ran's approach, chayim chayim. And that is that yesh neder betoch neder ve'in shvuah betoch shvuah. You can have one neder that exists within the same time of another neder, so in which case you would be chayiv twice on the same issue. But there's no such thing when it comes to a shvuah. Ketzad? Well, let's say a guy would say, hareini nazir imochal, hareini nazir imochal. Now, again, over here, the im ochal is irrelevant. The only reason we're talking about im ochal is because, again, remember that one of the ways that we were trying to get a virtual effect of a shvuah utilizing a neder was by utilizing a tnai, right? So that way you wouldn't be able to do something, because if you did, you would trigger a real neder that would be on the cheftza, and therefore it boiled down to preventing you as a gavra from eating today. Because if you did eat today, then yesterday you would have had a neder and you would have been over. Remember that little trick, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the same basic idea is being used here. You really could have just said, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. But since we're going to be contrasting a Shvuah Shelo Ochal, Shvuah Shelo Ochal to this case, so therefore we introduce it as if it boiled down to making a Shvuah, because if I do eat, so then I'm going to be a Nazir. So basically, I'm going to be careful not to eat. But really, don't get confused by the Im Ochal, because that's not the point. The point is that Nazirut is a type of neder, and we're going to learn out from Nazir Lahazir later on, that even if you're already a Nazir, you can be Mazir, Nazir Lahazir. So a Nazir can actually take on a second Nazirus. We'll see how that's possible in a moment. But since we learn it out from there, we take the example of Nazir. Now, that's the way the Ritva learns. Everybody else, especially the Ran, who is in the forefront of the charge against the approach of the Ritva, and he dedicates a large part of his Pirush here to show that it doesn't really make sense, he learns that the only case where this is possible is by Nazirus. And it's not really possible on a neder, because once the neder is chal, so ein iser chal al iser. If it's an iser heftza, it's no different than anything else, that ein iser chal al iser. Okay, we'll be talking about that fascinating comparison, because remember that there's a concept of Yisr Kolel or Yisr Mosif, right? So if you add more that is covered by the Yisr, or if more people become involved now in the Chiyav of the Yisr than were before, then we say perhaps that there is Yisr Chalal Yisr. Same thing is true about Bevat Achat. An Yisur Bevat Achat is also something that can be chal. And we'll see some fascinating comparisons to those dinim when it comes to the issues that are brought up here in the Mishnah in a moment. So the simple situation is, a guy says Hareini Nazir, and then he repeats Hareini Nazir. And as we said, he made it over here tonight, but that part isn't important. Hareini Nazir imochal, Hareini Nazir imochal, and he does it, v'yachal. So then he would be chayev al kol achat v'achat. Now that does not mean that he would be chayev if he eats, let's say, grapes, he would be chayiv two times Malkus because he made himself a double whammy Nazir. No, there's no such thing as a double whammy Nazir. What we learn out from Nazir Lahazir is that the second Nazir is chal and sits there on his head until this Naziris is finished. He has to clear up this Naziris. And now, just as he's ready to take his first drink, uh-oh, didn't you say you're going to be a Nazir again? Sorry. So now he's got another 30 days of Naziris. Each one of those are any Nazir is Mechayevim Shloshim Yom of Naziris, but they cannot run concurrently. They have to run consecutively. On the other hand, if he says Shvu'ah Shelo Ochal, Shvu'ah Shelo Ochal, now you see why it says Im Ochal, it's trying to balance it with the Shvu'ah Shelo Ochal. So if he says Shvu'ah Shelo Ochal, and then he would go ahead and he would eat, he would only be chayiv once. And the second Shvu'ah is not Chal at all on the other Shvu'ah. Om Ravuna. Now, let's not jump to conclusions, says Ravuna. When it says over here that the Nazir Lahazir means the Nazir can make himself a Nazir again, it doesn't literally mean that he could be a Nazir if he says the same exact word. The guy says, Areni Nazir, and then he repeats, Areni Nazir. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, because he already is a Nazir. That can't be what the Torah is referring to. I'll tell you what it's referring to. It's referring to a case where he said, Areni Nazir Hayom, Areni Nazir L'machar. So now, over there, he has done something by saying this L'machar, right? Because if he starts the Nazirut Machar, then he's got 30 days from tomorrow, which means that he's added one day. Now, once you make a Nazirus for a day, as a separate Nazirus, remember, it's not that he added to the same Nazirus one day, but rather that we view the first Nazirus as 30 days and the second Nazirus as starting 30 days from tomorrow. Problem is that you can't do that, because the moment that you add with a neder, every Naziris is a neder, of course, the moment that you add a Naziris with a neder of even one day, then your chayav shloshim yom is a minimum, as we're going to see when we get to the dinim of the Naziris. If a guy says beferish, Hareini Nazir liyom echad, he is a Nazir for 30 days. Therefore, says Rav Huna, that's basically what we're talking about. The guy made an addition to the neder by saying, Areni Nazir L'machar. Okay. There I understand that once he's got to keep that one day, then he's got to keep 30 days because of that one day. So the migu de komitosef yuma yitira, because of the fact that there is no way to avoid the reality that he's added a day, so he's made himself a Nazir for a day. But a Nazir for a day means that you've got to keep another 30 days of Naziris. And therefore, Chayle Nazirut, Al Nazirut. So once the first Nazirut is finished, then he has to keep his second Neder. That's why it's calling it Neder Betoch Neder. So in other words, what I did is I utilized the time that the Neder was already Chal, because for the next 30 days I'm a Nazir. Nonetheless, I was able to create a neder to the same effect within that same time. So it's neder betoch neder. The neder is chal immediately. However, there is no way to keep two nazirises at one time, unless maybe if you have two heads, maybe you could. But like this, the Kadesh Rosh Nizro is going to have a rough time keeping two nazirises simultaneously. So therefore, since he has added an extra day of nazirut, it's a neder betoch neder, which can only be mikuyam after the first neder completes. So in other words, Ravuna is changing the entire concept over here. You can't really make a second nazirut. It's just that you could have made a nazirut that is going to be chal for one day on the 31st day. And since you have to make that now during the time that you are a nazir, we're calling it neder betoch neder, which really waters down the meaning of the Mishnah tremendously. I mean, the Mishnah seems to have been saying like this really primal distinction, you know, that it's possible in terms of the whole concept of Isser Chalal Isser. And so these are very, very fundamental ideas that show up in so many places. Wow, that was a big statement that the Mishnah made. And Ravuna has really brought it down to something that you would even ask perhaps, well, why do I need a pasuk if that's the case? And the truth is, the Ran does ask that. And his answer is that the pasuk is necessary to tell me that each Naziris is separate, as opposed to its being a 60-day Nazirut. So that And there's a big difference, of course, between them, because if each nazirut is separate, as nazir lahazir, then that means you have to bring a separate set of korbanas, and you have to do a separate tiglachat at the end of 30 days and at the end of the next 30 days. Whereas if you would have made a nazirus of shishim yom, so then there would have been just the dinim of nazirus for 60 days, and then at the end of that period, you would have gone ahead and brought one set of korbanas with one tiglachat. As we said, if you have two heads, so then maybe enochinami ravuna would be meida, that you could do a tiglachat on each head separately, and then there would be a question of whether you would bring separate karbonas for your separate heads. All right, so this is Ravuna's approach. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, no, that's the whole point of the Mishnah, Ravuna. Afilu omar hareni nazir hayom. Hareni nazir, let's cut out the imochal stuff, okay? I'm a nazir. And then he repeats the same word. I'm a nazir today. That is good for what the Torah is teaching us over here. That's the whole point. Nazir lahazir. So you can make yourself a nazir again. I agree that, of course, that would mean that they run consecutively and not concurrently, because there's no way for you to do the second nazirus, since you probably only do have one head. And therefore, what it means is, practically speaking, you're going to be bringing two sets of korbanos, keeping one nazirus for 30 days. As soon as you're finished with that, you're going to start the next nazirus for 30 days. Ask the Gemara, according to Rav Huna, why does it say, Ein Shvu'ah betoch Shvu'ah? Shouldn't it have said, Yesh neder betoch neder ve'ein neder betoch neder? Now, even though on the surface, what this seems to be asking is why are you making the distinction between neder and Shvu'ah? You could make a distinction within the same case. In a case where you said Areni Nazir Hayom, Areni Nazir Hayom, you would not be a Nazir. But if you said Areni Nazir Hayom, Areni Nazir L'machar, you would be a Nazir. That's what it seems to be saying. However, the Ran explains that that's a ridiculous question, because the whole point of the Mishnah is to contrast Nedarim and Shvuas. So why would I be interested in doing that? It doesn't make any sense. The most it must be asking, time is the Ran, is because the statement is misleading, therefore, don't you think you should have first defined what you mean by neder betoch neder, instead of making it sound like Shmuel, that you could just say Areni Nazir twice? Because, I mean, otherwise I'm obviously going to tend towards believing that it really is a stark juxtaposition. You can make a neder and then make the same neder, but you can't do that with a Shvuah. So therefore, according to the Ran, what we're asking is, first, explain yourself, and then go ahead and make the distinction between the neder and the shvuah. That would be the point. So, what you should have said is, listen, yesh neder betoch neder, vein neder betoch neder, according to Rav Huna. Because if you say, areni nazir hayom, areni nazir l'machar, so then yes, yesh neder betoch neder. But if you say, areni nazir hayom, areni nazir hayom, then there's not even neder betoch neder. Gosh, that is something of a problem, indeed. Okay, but I mean, obviously it's not fatal to Rav Huna. I mean, if you would be the Tana, you would feel responsible to make that very clear. Okay, all right. I agree. Maybe we should think about it, but let's move on. Tonight. Okay, another problem with the way that Rav Huna's understanding in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, is like this. Yesh neder, so what does it say in the Mishnah? Yesh neder betoch neder vein shvua betoch shvua. So, heichidami. We're talking about the contrast, okay? Just let's talk about what that means. The Mishnah is contrasting nedarim to shvuas, okay? Case. I mean, I'm assuming that the guy said, hareni nazir hayom, hareni nazir l'machar. I mean, that's the only case that, according to Rav Huna, could possibly mean. So now, to juxtapose that with a shvuah, what would be the equivalent shvuah that would be juxtaposed? Well, he says, I'm not going to eat te'enim, and then he makes another shvuah, I'm not going to eat anavim. I mean, because, look, the bottom line is that these two nazirut are totally separate, right? The only reason he's chayev in that separate nazirut is because he made another day. That is to say, one day, the 31st day, and that was Mechayevim, the 30 days, right? So those are two separate Nazirut, okay? So now, when you added that other day, and then you automatically became Chayev, So isn't that the same as saying, okay, I'm going to make a shvua not to eat grapes, and then you make a shvua not to eat figs? I mean, I understand. Is there a problem with that? It's two completely separate shvuas. I mean, that the way Rav Huna it boils it down, you're saying, yeah, but I mean, technically, you know, he said while he's still on Nazir, I don't care about that. I care about the fact that we're talking about two totally different Naziras, because the Makor of the Chiyuv of the Naziras was the 31st day. And therefore, the same thing should be true of a Shvua. One, well, it's called Naziras 1 blue, and let's call Naziras 2 orange, okay? So if a guy says, I'm going to be a blue Nazir, and then he says, I'm going to be an orange Nazir, it's no different than saying, I'm not going to be eating blueberries, and then making a Shvua, I'm not going to be eating oranges. So I don't understand what's the difference, according to Rav Huna. It's absurd. If a guy would say, I'm not going to eat Te'inim, and then he says, I'm not going to eat Anavim, so then then that means that he's making a contrast that simply doesn't exist, because Amaylo Chala Shvua Al Shvua. I understand. There's no overlap between those two Shvuas. And the case that Rav Huna is insisting is the case by Naziras, there's no overlap. So why are you saying there is Naziris B'toch Naziris?
Rabbi, would it be correct to say I'm going to be a Cheshva Nazir and then I'm going to be a Kislev Nazir? Is that a good parallel to Tainim and Anavim?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, the point is simply that it's a different... I have to think about it. Okay. Elahechi dami delo kol ha-shvua al-shvua. So if you want to contrast it, you've got to be talking about that he says, Shvua Shlo Achal Te'inim, and then you make another Shvua Shlo Achal Te'inim. Shvua Shlo Achal Te'inim, Shvua Shlo Achal Te'inim. But then that means that the case of the Neder B'toch Neder has to be the same thing. Areni Nazir Ayom, Areni Nazir Ayom. And it says about that case that there is Neder B'toch Neder, Kashel Rav Huna. Isn't that true? Barnea, I think it's important for me to explain what the problem is in just acceding to what you're saying so that it should be very clear. The issue over here is this. The man did not say what Barnea said he said. The man did not say, I'm going to be a Cheshvan Nazir. He only added a day. So he was talking about being a Tishrei Nazir with one day in Cheshvan. That's not the same thing as saying a Cheshvan Nazir. That's what's wrong with Barnea's comparison. The idea over here in the Kasha is that since the expansion of the Nazirut is only because of the extra day, so that in effect, the fact that I was thinking about the Nazirus being called tomorrow is irrelevant, because the only aspect of it that mattered was the fact that tomorrow ends up being 31 days from today when it's Chal, you see. And that's what made me the other Nazir. So it isn't really appropriate to use the time, because that's the whole point that we're making over here. The taina is that I don't care what you said. It's true that what you said was a neder b'toch neder, but in effect, what you really did was created a Naziris that was a totally separate Naziris. That's what we're looking at. And that's why we're claiming that the two shvuas should be completely different shvuas. One of grapes and one of oranges, right? That's the point. And in the end, we're going to answer that, well, don't look at what in effect is true. Let's look at what he said. And therefore, it is a proper comparison. You see, that's the point. So it confused the issue, and I wasn't ready to go along with it. But I thank you for bringing it up, because then now we have a better explanation and sense of the sugya. So therefore, we've got a kashul Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna, no. I insist that the Mishnah is talking about Areni Nazir Ayom and Areni Nazir L'Mochar, okay? And I say that the equivalent case of the Shvua is not what you're saying. Because, look, forget about what happens in effect. In reality, what did I say? I say the next 30 days should be Naziris, and then I said, starting tomorrow, the following 30 days should be Naziris. Now you're saying, but that doesn't happen. That's not my fault. But in terms of what it is that I set out to do and when this neder was chal, It was chal when I said it, except that the Torah says you can't do it concurrently, you have to do consecutively, right? But then if that's the case, then what are you going to compare it to in the case of a shvuah, where a guy said, I'm not going to eat grapes today, and then he says, I'm not going to, forget about today, I'm not going to eat grapes, and then he says, I'm not going to eat grapes and oranges. Now there, you've added something. So the question is, because of the additional something, would I be able to say that the shvuah would be chal on both? That's the question. And that's what the Mishnah is actually contrasting. Because the kavatakish, in the case of a shvuah, is the omar shalo ochal te'enim, shvuah shalo ochal te'enim. And then he turns around and he says, 2 seconds later, shvuah shalo ochal te'enim ve'anavim. Because there is an overlap. Even though in terms of the halacha, by the Naziris, there's no overlap, but in terms of what I said, it is betoch neder. It's neder betoch neder. This is a shvua betoch shvua. And therefore, if the idea of a shvua betoch shvua were a possibility, then the second shvua should be chal. And yet the halacha is that it is not. And it's not chal because you cannot eat the te'enim and the anavim, unless you eat one of them first, and one of them is already included in the iser before. So therefore, the moment that you eat it, you're being over on the first shvua and not on the second shvua. And therefore, there is no way, says Ravuna, for it to be a shvua, betoch ha-shvua. Oh, excuse me, that's not really true. Because, look, at least the way Rava understood it, if a guy does exactly that which Ravuna said, a guy says, I'm not going to eat te'enim, and then he says, I'm not going to eat te'enim v'anavim. Okay, now, what happened was, is that by accident, he forgot, and he ate te'enim. Then he realizes he made a mistake. So he sets aside a carbon for the te'enim. And then, what happened is, he went ahead and he ate anavim. Also, he forgot. And now, the problem is, does he have to bring a carbon for eating the grapes or not? No. Why not? Because eating the grapes is only a chatzi shir. Because what was he mekabel on himself with that shvua? Grape fig. Did he eat grape fig? No, he only had grape. That's half of the shir of what he said he was not going to eat, right? But that's the only problem, is that it's a chatzi shir. The ein mevi'im korban al chatzi shir, I understand. So there's no way for me to be mechayev him because I've already made the shvua, the carbon for the part of the shvua that I had made before. But you definitely see from there that in the case where he says shvua shelo ochal te'enim, and then he says shvua shelo ochal te'enim ve'anavim, that it was definitely chal since it's kolel more in it. Because that's what the whole point that Rabbah is saying. The only problem is that it's a chatzi shir. But it's definitely chal. So why does Ravuna say it's not chal? Because what Rabbah is saying is, miga de chal shvua ala anavim, chaylo nami ala teinim. So this is a classic case of iser chal al iser by utilizing this migo. We use that migo all the time in terms of iser kolel or iser mosif, right? So that's good for what Rabbah says. No, it would be chal. So how does Ravuna get away with claiming that even, I'm ready to accept that we're contrasting Nazir Ayom and Nazir L'Mochar with Te'enim and then Te'enim V'Anovim. But it isn't true, because Te'enim V'Anovim actually would be Chal. Well, okay, that's what Rabbah says. Ravuna does not agree with Rabbah. He doesn't hold that you can utilize a Migo to include other things. And remember that this is a big issue, because in general we have a question of whether inyonim of kolel and mosif are necessarily get our way around iser chal al iser. Okay, but all right, you can't ask on Ravuna from Rabba, obviously. He doesn't have to agree. All right, so let's see. Meitve, we have another problem from a Braita with Ravuna. The Braita says like this, if a guy makes 2 nezirot, so mishana zashtei nezirot, well, what does he do? So he counted the first Naziris. He set aside a carbon. Now dig this. Before he brings the carbon, he goes to Bezdin and he says, you know, when I said Hareini Nazir, last month in the morning? That was because I made a mistake, blah, 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 whatever it is. And I have charata from that. So he gets that nazir is canceled. And then we say to him, but wait a minute, that evening you said Areni Nazir again. Did you mean that one? Yeah, now that one I meant. So now what? Now he is already fulfilled that Naziris. Because it turns out there never was the first Naziris. Because when the Chacham cancels a Neder, it's gone. He is Oker it from the very beginning, as opposed to Afar of a Baal. And therefore, at this point, he already kept his Naziris and now he's got a carbon. So Altaloshni Abarishana, he utilized the entire term of his Naziris for his second Naziris. Beautiful. Now, excuse me, Ravuna, but what are we talking about, man? I mean, are we talking about two separate days? Well, how can we be talking about two separate days? Then it's not the same term, is it? You said he kept the term of the second Naziris in the first one. So obviously, he must have been Mekabel the second Naziris on the same day, not tomorrow. You said it's only if it's tomorrow. So now, let me talk it out to you. Let me see how you're going to get out of this one. Echidami. I mean, if it's talking about, like you claim, that he said, Areni Nazir Ayom and Areni Nazir Lamachar. So then, how can you say, Alta Lo Shnia Barishana? They're different terms of Naziris. Ha'ika Yuma Yeterah. He didn't keep that extra day. So how would we possibly say such a thing? So El Apshita, the Bright is clearly talking about the very case that you claim is a no-winner. And that is where he said, Areni Nazir Hayom, Areni Nazir Hayom. So we see that in such a situation, it would be Chal. And the entire original acceptance of the Naziris is now Omer Alav. To Yufta de Ravuna. How are you going to explain that? Says Ravuna. What, I get, like, what's the big deal? When it says that it counts, the entire term of the first Naziris counts for the second Naziris. That's true. It doesn't say it covers the second Naziris, does it? You still have to keep one more day. So what's the problem? But it certainly is true that 30 days out of the 31st day that you were going to, that is your Yotze. Because that one started the next day. Did you keep 30 days from the next day, Lamachar, like I say? You did indeed. So can you now bring your Korbanos and take that shave of the one head that you got? Yes, you can. On the next day, of course. So when it says Li'olam, what it's talking about, of course, is, as I suggested, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar. So what's your problem? So you got 31 days, and here it says Altalo. What do you think Altalo means? That the 30 days, obviously not including the 31st day, nobody's going to believe that you have to talk to someone and explain that 30 doesn't equal 31. Thank you very much. But when it says it's Altalo, it means it's Altalo 30 days out of the 31 days. Levar me'el yuma yeterah obviously means besides that extra day. So fine, so wait another day, finish up your Naziris, and then bring your Karbanos with your head. That's one approach. I could tell you another approach. You know what? Inami is a simple solution. And this is a solution that we use very often in sugyas of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Because even if you don't hold Isser Kolel, and even if you don't hold Isser Mosif, remember how often the Gemara says that Isser Bevat Achaz, if the two Isser Mechal at the same time, then everybody is made that in Isser Bevat Achaz, we could say Isser Chal Al Isser, because which one would be Kodam Chavero? Okay, says Ravuna, so how do you know that's not what it's talking about? Maybe the guy simply said, I am two Naziris, right? I accept upon myself two Naziris. Thank you. So which one is going to be the right one? What do you say about that? That's like deciding which head of yours is going to be the right head. So therefore, of course, in that case, it would be Altaloshnia Berishonga. That's a very simple solution. And there I agree that it's the same amount of time, obviously, for each one. And so maybe if you're all hung up about how do you use the words Altalo Rishonga Bishnia Berishonga, why not? It was there waiting to be done. Okay, wow, no way out of that. All right, let's try another problem. We're trying to show that Ravuna is wrong. Masiv Ravamnuna. I got another problem for you, okay? Here's a bright. The bright says, how do we know the whole halacha that you can be noder betoch neder? This is the Ritva, remember, but the other Rishonim, that you can be Nazir Betoch Nazirus, specifically. So Masiv Rav Amnuna. Nazir Lazar, by the way, the Ritva's obvious grounds are the fact that we said before that Nazir Lahazir also represents a Hekesh to Nadarim. Lindar Neder Nazir Lahazir. Therefore, Tainas the Ritva, if you're ready to accept that Nazir Lahazir means that a Naziris is Chalal on Naziris, then you have to bite the bullet and accept that Lindar Neder Nazir Lahazir teaches you the same thing about any Nadarim. That's Gufa, his argument, the Ritva. Okay, but anyway, getting back to this. So since it says Nazir Lahazir, that's a very strange. Nazir Lahazir? I mean, you say Lahazir, Nazir maybe, but Nazir Lahazir? That's the point. A Nazir can make a Nazirus. What does that show me? Mikan Shahanizirut Chal Al Hanizirut. That's Gufa, the point. Sheyachol. If the Torah hadn't said that, so then I would have said, of course, such a thing is impossible. Vahalodinu, if a shvua, now shvua is very chomor. We're going to talk about what the chomor of the shvua is in a moment, but a shvua is very chomor. And we're all ready to agree that a shvua cannot be chal on another shvua. So nezirut, kala, relative to shvua, lo kol shekein. So why would there be a possibility of having a nazir in the nezirus? Tamud lomar nazir lahazir. Now here's my problem. We'll get to the question in a moment. What's the chumrah? But here's my problem, says Rabbi Nuna. Okay? You, Ravuna, explain to me what we're talking about. What's the case over here? The Naziris is Hareini Nazir Ayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar. You said that's the only case, man. That's what you said. Okay? Now, I don't understand. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that case? That case is obvious. Because since the man said beferish that he's a nazir a day later, so that is by definition costs him one day of naziris, and we know from many places that a naziris brachas b'shloshim yom. So why do you say why I need a special pasuk to teach me nazir lahazir? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, obviously the whole point is that no, a nazir lahazir is a chiddush hakra, that it's actually possible to make one naziris exactly the same as the first Naziris, and it will be chal. How can I keep the mitzvah? You'll have to keep the mitzvah, because since you are a very dimensionally challenged kind of creature, and you even only have one head, well, the only way you're going to be able to do it is consecutively. Because, I mean, if you weren't so dimensionally challenged, what would be the problem of doing it concurrently? I understand, but then what would concurrent mean? That's a big problem. All right, but let's avoid the physics of the issue and get back to the question of the limud. So now, what exactly would be the chiddush according to you? I mean, according to the way we understood it, the chiddush is, yeah, it's obvious what the chiddush is. I mean, what is the meaning of something that cannot be concurrent? So, what do I need a pasuk for your case? Ella love, I'll tell you why we need a pasuk. We need a pasuk for my case, which is Shmuel's case. Diyoma ha-reini nazir ha-yom, ha-reini nazir ha-yom. And nonetheless, that is precisely what the chiddush of the pasuk is. Ukatani nizirut chal al nizirut. Ha! That shows that Rav Huna is wrong, says Rav Hamnuna. No, says Rav Huna. A very simple solution. The same solution I gave you before. We're talking about where the guy said bevat achat. Talk about his kid. So what Rav Huna is learning is that in a case where you made yourself a double nazir, which you would think doesn't make any sense, because, I mean, you can't do them both if you only have one head. So then, what is it teaching me? Comes along the pasuk to say, no, let's not dismiss this out of hand. He, in fact, is a nazir. So what should he do? Well, if he's dimensionally challenged, we have special accessibility for dimensionally challenged creatures, and they can do things consecutively. So let him be a nazir for 30 days, bring his karbonis, and be a nazir for 30 days again. But, I mean, now you can clearly see why I need a pasuk for that. I mean, would you have thought that up on your own? And no way out of this. I mean, because Rav Huna is right. I mean, you're right, too, in that it doesn't seem to be saying only a case where it was bevat achas. Okay, why not? I definitely would need the pasuk for that. By the way, you said it's a kal v'chomer and a shvua is very chomer. What were you referring to exactly when you said even a shvua, which is very chomer? I mean, there were a lot of things that, I mean, shvua was chomer, but there were other things that neder was chomer. I mean, what did you mean? So what is the given chomer of a shvua of a neder? I mean, it's because a shvua can be chal on anything, whether it has substance or not. I will walk. That's a shvua. There's no such thing as an eder. I won't walk. You can't say I won't walk as an eder. But, I mean, we do have equivalent chumras by an eder. An eder is chumra because an eder is chumra on a dvar mitzvah like a dvar shua is. So, like, why are you saying there's something about shvua that is given? Under all circumstances, it's going to be more chumra. Forget about choosing which element of shvua or chumra is chumra, right? What is that? Ah, that's because the nature of a shvua. My gosh, what in the world could be more chomor than in the Luchais HaBris HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Ki lo yinakeh Hashem, I'm not going to clear you from using a shvua bishmi. So everything else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be menakeh. That's in the Yud Gimel Midas. I mean, that's the amazing Gemara that the whole universe trembled at those words. Lo yinakeh Hashem, God help us. So that is, of course, that's a chumra. That's an incredible chumra. Okay. So therefore, we end up really with what boils down to three possibilities. We could have a nezirus b'vasachas. So over there, I definitely, everybody's maida. And there, I definitely need a pasuk. I could have a nazir ayom, a nazir lomachar, which over there, but pasuk, I don't even need a pasuk. And over there, of course, since it's chal for one day, it's chal for the next period as well. And then we have the machlokas of Ravuna and Shmuel. What happens if a person says separately, Areni Nazir Hayom, Areni Nazir Hayom? So according to Shmuel, the meaning of the Mishnah is that's also included in the Kiddush of Nazir Lahazir. And according to Ravuna, it's an irrelevant statement. Mm-hmm.